Thanks, Steve. It's Bill Laffin. It's Wendy Snyder. Dane Neal comes by every other Wednesday, and we talk about a bunch of different things. Somehow food comes up quite often, doesn't it, Dane?
Yeah, it does. And it was front and center in a big way, and combined with all the stars of motorsports and racing and outside and tailgating and all sorts of stuff for the BBQ smoke down at Chicagoland Speedway. Now, you guys have heard me talk a little bit about it
this for years.
Now, it feels like it, right? But this is an event that we put together with the Speedway, and it happened just last weekend. And what it was, you know, 42 teams in a KCBS competition that gets them into the American Royal and into the draw for the Jack Daniels Invitational. It was demos with, you know, barbecue Hall of Famers like Myron Mixon, Ray Lampe, Chris Lilly, chop challenges with NASCAR drivers and a bunch of different stuff, and those teams, and they all competed, and one team reigned supreme. You guys have seen on social media and the pictures of the trophy by Speakeasy, and one team reigned supreme, and Brendan Dwyer, he was leading. Of course, his dad Brian is in on that, but Brendan was there with the BBQ bus, and they were the grand champions, and Brendan Dwyer is on the line with us. Brendan, welcome to WGN, champ.
Thanks, Dane. I appreciate it, man.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
That is the coolest looking trophy ever, with a rack of ribs and a car.
Yeah, we loved it.
Brendan, so. I know you can't give away your secret, but what's your secret?
I wish I could tell. Keep it simple, stupid.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, they did it. Not only did that, you had some of the greatest teams and best teams from around the country, but Brendan's there with the BBQ bus, and it is a school bus. And before we let you go and have you give kind of the ways people can follow your adventures, talk a little bit about the bus. I mean, it's a school bus, so we've all been on them, but on the inside, it's not a school bus.
Yeah, so the front half is where we kind of sleep and relax, and the back half, me and my father, Brian Dwyer, actually tore it out and made it into a kitchen and a prep area, so we're able to cook in the back and hang out in the front, which is nice.
It was great to have you there, and I know all the Hall of Famers were excited to meet you as well. If you want to recognize the members on your team that were there with you and helping you cook.
Yeah, sure. So the original team is, well, the team right now is me and my father, Brian Dwyer. And then there's a couple people that I'd like to give shout outs to that I think deserve recognition. One, Caitlin, my girlfriend, a lot of help this weekend and this season. She's making our magic chicken box now. Erica LeBaire is doing a lot of our social media stuff. Carly Galzunas, actually a master judge that kicks us into shape. Dylan Leip helped us get into this sport, and he's done a lot for us. And last but not least, Scotty Johnson is a barbecue legend. He's helped us along and really taught us a lot.
So. I went to kindergarten with Scott Johnson.
Uh-oh, really? You're disqualified, Brendan.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you're
Redhead?
Disqualified.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Yeah, I've known him since kindergarten.
Wow. All right. Well, he knows a thing or two. Not only does he know Wendy, but a thing or two about barbecue as well. And last thing, and congratulations, let the listeners know, from 7 to 10 on 4th of July, we're going to have a big kind of 4th of July preview. We're going to kind of go in-depth on some of the things as well. But for people who are hearing you now, want to follow your adventures, let them know where they can go.
Yeah, so the Instagram is, the handle is the_BBQ_bus, and then the Facebook is the barbecue bus at the barbecue bus one. Also, real quick, I'd just like to give a shout out and congratulate Steve Hayden from 1-2 Barbecue. He's a great cook. He's an even better guy, and we attribute a lot of our success to what he's taught us this season.
All right. Brendan, really, really quick, you just said the words magic chicken box. I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't call you out on that. What does that mean, magic chicken box?
So my girlfriend makes the best kale box I've ever seen in my life. It looks like a putting green. I'm pretty sure you could stick a tee and tee off on it. So that's our magic chicken box.
All right.
There's no secret to it. It's just she's great at what she does.
All right. Very, very good. Right. Congratulations.
Thanks, Brendan. Congratulations, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, sounds good. Thank you very much.
Congrats.
Brendan Dwyer, the winner, the grand champion.
Yeah, so the appearance is a big part of it. And if you've got someone kind of styling your box when you open it up, the judges see it. And, you know, the first impressions are great to make. It sounds kind of naughty.
It does.
But it's not. It's the kale and the other things like that. Well, kale...
Sorry, I'm like a 12-year-old boy all of a sudden.
Yeah,
my box got stopped.
All right.
So here's the thing. So with the competition is behind us now, people are looking forward to what is going to be, I think, the most extended and anticipated 4th of July style grilling and eating weekend ever. Right?
Yeah.
It's on the Thursday it starts, and it's going to go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Everybody's going to wonder what to do. You know, you want to mix it up, keep it fresh, right? And you're going to want those great equipment. You're going to want all the kind of things that you're going to want to do. Tips on what to make. make. Mm-hmm. And we've got Dan Marguerite from the Backyard Barbecue Store in Wilmette.
He making is, a return visit to the show.
He's a guru. You know, there's a lot of places out there, hardware stores, Home Depot. They do a great job.
Yeah.
And they sell grills and things like that. But Backyard Barbecue, it is the Taj Mahal for the taste buds. And he's got a little bit of insight for us. Hey, Dan, welcome.
Dan, how are you? Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you.
We're always shocked when someone comes back.
It's my pleasure.
Good.
Can I ask you a question? I've been grilling my whole life. I started with charcoal. Now I like the gas because it's easier. Oh, he just made a wincing face.
Uh-oh.
It's just easier for me. But do I need a smoker? What would a smoker do to help my life?
Well, a smoker adds a little bit of flavor, more flavor than the gas grill. I mean, when you cooked on charcoal, you know the flavor you got from that.
I got to tell you, I can't tell the difference.
You can't tell the difference? No? Not at all?
Ooh,
oh, you've offended Dan.
No?
Really?
She didn't offend me.
I'm
shocked. Yeah, no. Every year I go to the Weber training, and the people at Weber say, well, we polled, 200 people, and 80% can't tell the difference between charcoal and gas, and I'm shocked.
80%
can't tell the difference, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, I can't.
You're in that 80%.
Yeah.
So a smoker would get you. You can get an electric one, a pellet one, a charcoal one. There's propane ones even, which will add some flavor. So you can't, a smoker will help for certain types of meat.
And less maintenance while you're cooking it?
Well, some of them are just set it and forget it. You could set it this morning and leave for work and go home and your brisket's done. And you can monitor from your phone right here.
What?
From your phone.
Absolutely.
All right. I kind of like that idea. So, boy, that's the way to do it. If you're having a party, you just put it in the smoker. You don't have to really worry about it till it's finished.
100%.
And Dan's got stuff over there. I mean, all sorts of different things. But you can have anything that fits your lifestyle. I saw some smokers over the weekend that you could pick up and flip the legs out like they were like a little tiny card table.
Oh, nice.
You can almost kind of take it with you and carry it. And then there's some, obviously, that are, a trailer.
Be honest, Dan, grilling by phone doesn't have all the same fun. When you're right there by the grill, you're smelling it, you're seeing it, you're tasting it, but when it's on the phone, you're losing a little bit, right?
Yes. But it's also usually smoking by phone.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's usually low and slow, so it's going to take you a lot of hours.
Yes.
So you can leave.
Okay.
And you can still do that over charcoal. Like on a Big Green Egg, they sell a device that will monitor the fire, and it will text you when the meat is done if you're out shopping and you got to get home.
Your virtual grilling assistant.
That's amazing.
So when I think of grilling, it's like tonight, I'm going to grill.
Yeah.
What you making?
I'm smoking some pork belly during the day, and then I'm going to grill burgers and dogs, kind of a classic.
I love that. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing is... They say, and a lot of different people in the industry and some of the legends all say that, we're kind of hardwired to this sort of all the way back to the caveman days, our association with meat over a fire kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Doing it by phone, does that sort of disconnect a little bit of the primordial senses?
I would, yes. I mean, like what Bill just said. But a lot of that stuff is low and slow. I mean, let's face it, men and a lot of women love to cook over open fire, whether mm-hmm. it's a Weber kettle, whether it's putting a grate on your fireplace. And there's a lot of... different grills that I sell that take just wood.
Mm-hmm.
And people love fire.
Well, here's the thing, too, is they say, especially on the smoker side, if you're cooking, they say, if you're looking, you're not cooking. So you shouldn't even have anything to see anyway, right, Dan?
True. If you open the lid, just keep an eye on it for a remote
lid. Low and slow, looking, not cooking. Everything rhymes in the grilling business.
As soon as you lift that lid, you see the temperature, completely fluctuate.
Sure. For sure.
Yep. All right. We'll take a break. We'll discuss more of your 4th of July cooking next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. It's Bill and Wendy with you on WGN along with Dane Neal from On the Road with Dane Neal. You can hear that on weekends.
I do hear that on the weekends.
Yeah, that's the best time to hear because that's when you do it.
Right.
Dan Marguerite is also here. We're talking about Backyard Barbecue, his establishment in Wilmette, just off of Green Bay Road, correct?
Yeah. 535 Green Bay Road.
Yep.
They have everything, including a little bit of insight, too. So we talked about what Dan's going to be doing, and people want a little, some suggestions, some great suggestions on not only what to make, but maybe how to make it. And so I know you guys off the air were talking a little bit about burgers and hot dogs, even some of the things that aren't kind of those tougher sort of barbecue related meat. It's just regular stuff, but there's a great way to go ahead and elevate those and make them as good as they can be.
Yeah, I mean, when we're talking to things, we're talking burgers, dogs, steaks. I mean, that's what I consider grilling. So it's usually fairly quick. I mean, mm-hmm. it could be a little bit longer if it's a thicker cut of meat. But it's the key is cooking it to the proper temperature too.
Yeah. I ruin my burgers. I, you know, hand form them and I try to smash them down a little bit prior to putting them on the grill, and they still come out tasting like meatloaf. I there's no juice left in them. What am I doing wrong?
Well, I'm guessing you're overcooking it. If it tastes like meatloaf, I mean, meatloaf is in the oven for a long time. You can also try to put a little dimple in it in the middle.
Because, is that really true?
It kind of puffs up a little bit.
It'll look like Kirk Douglas.
Kirk Douglas.
Kirk Burger.
I like that.
I've heard that, to press your thumbprint in the middle just so it doesn't...
And get a good hot surface. Don't, you know, when you try to go under with the spatula, you know, give it a little lift. And when it's ready to be flipped, it will be free. If you're sticking, it's not ready.
It's not ready to flip.
And then you're going to get a disaster when you flip it over.
How long does a burger typically take to cook?
Depending on how hot your grill is, you know, probably I would usually shoot for 3 to 4 minutes aside.
Oh, my God, that's it?
Yeah.
I am overcooking it.
Are you overcooking it? Is that what it is? This is my standard question whenever we talk about grilling, because I know the answer, and it always surprises me. I was always under the belief that you wanted to keep flipping your food over and over and over again, but no, once per side, right? That's
it. Sometimes if it's a thick steak, you might have to go back and forth, unless you want to do like a reverse sear, which is a method a lot of people use now. Mm-hmm. That's more involved, but the finished product is phenomenal.
I'm not ready for the reverse sear. I'm just not ready.
I put the steak on a hot grill at first to sear it, and then you flip it over, and then if you want to really get creative, you just switch the direction of it so you get the cross marks on it.
Yeah.
That's an advanced move.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very much.
Just be careful, Wendy.
So Weber is kind of thought of as, you know, everybody has them, they're kind of the original kettle grill and all that, and you guys have a great selection there, but what are, for people who want to kind of branch out, because here's the thing that's cool is, even on the grilling side, there's so many other options out there, you know, even for a charcoal grill, like whether it's a PK360, those are
awesome. Yeah, they cook and they can smoke. I mean, they're cast aluminum, so they're very heavy duty, you know, holds the charcoal for a lot longer than a kettle.
What's the Cadillac of grill? What is the, you go, oh, all right, it's really expensive, but it's worth it. What would that be?
Well, I would say more the Bentley of grills.
The Bentley.
It would probably be the Kalamazoo grill.
I was just looking at that. They're beautiful.
Tell us about the Kalamazoo grill. What's going on?
They're handmade in Michigan. They're dual fuel, so you can put in charcoal in the drawer. You can cook with gas if you just get home late. You can put in charcoal. You can put in logs.
It does everything.
It does.
There's no smoker in that, though, too, is there?
They make a smoker, but it's a separate item.
Gotcha. What would a Kalamazoo, Wendy's probably going to get me one for Christmas, what would that cost her?
Wendy must really like you.
Are you all
the
about
jumbo.
Size?
I want the biggest one you have.
On a car.
With a retractable dome.
Well, and it's got the rotisserie, maybe the pizza oven.
Somewhere around $22,000.
Yeah, that's worth it. Yeah.
What?
22,
yes!
Come on, Wendy, just do it. Well, $22,000.
Wow.
So that's truly like an aspirational, I'm sure financing is available at Backyard, but aspirational kind of cooking device. But they make beautiful stuff, and they've got, you know, rotisseries and pizza ovens and all sorts
of
things.
Did you sell any this year yet? Kalamazoo, have you? At $22,000. Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
So when it comes to, here's the other side of it on the burger thing, is, and people come down on a bunch of different ways, but what's the meat ratio, you know, as far as like the meat to fat ratio, and should you put other meats? And some people are adding some extra, either brisket into their burgers or other bacon.
No, I think I've seen that. I think Al Cheval uses that blend of brisket and ground beef.
Yeah.
I think it's probably 80 to 85%, you know, beef to fat. And then
that's like ground chuck usually.
Yeah, that's, I think cooks the best. And also, just I brought you guys a gift today, a little ThermoWorks Thermopop. So you always want to cook everything to a temperature.
Sure.
Do you like it medium rare? How do you like it done?
I like it medium.
Medium. So I would pull it somewhere in the high 120s and then let it rest. You know, somewhere around 128 to 130. Let it rest, and it should be perfect.
And do you recommend any seasoning? I've heard just salt and pepper is the way to go with a burger.
I like a little bit more than that. We saw a bunch of different rubs. I like, well, a little bit of garlic in there, something like that. With a steak, if it's a very good steak, you know, you buy it from the butcher, a nice prime steak, I usually just go salt and pepper. But burgers, I like to get a little bit more flavor on there.
What's the ideal shish kebab?
The ideal shish kebab, probably, I like to marinate those a little bit.
Yeah.
And then make sure you cut the meat proper size to the vegetables so you can flip it once and get it done,
yeah.
You know, depending if it's chicken or beef.
So, but line it up for me. What do you have on the perfect shish kebab?
I'm not a mushroom person.
Stay away from the mushrooms, you say. Yeah.
But I like the peppers.
Onions, green peppers are good.
Yeah. That's probably it for me.
My favorite, pineapple. Love the pineapple on there.
That is good, yeah.
See, that ruins like maybe if you're doing like a teriyaki chicken, but with a steak, you would still do a pineapple?
I would still do it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
so good.
Yeah.
Too sweet.
You just get a little bit of the pineapple on the steak, but the pineapple grilled is so good.
Yeah, it is good.
So good.
And then also kind of paying it forward on the education side. There's so much much, only so much instruction we can give here on the burger side. But for some of those more complicated things like the pork butts and the briskets, that you know the top things that people want to learn how to make, you guys, before we let you go, you guys have classes, right? We have some of the best people in the country coming in and teaching.
Yeah, we do. We have guys that come from Kansas City, local guys here like Charlie McKenna, and a couple other
rib
guys.
Class with Charlie McKenna.
Yeah, we just had that last week. That was
What's going on? Why is Kansas City, why has that become the place for barbecue? What's going on there?
There's a lot of restaurants. I mean, it has a history of barbecuing there. Texas, there's the Kansas City guys don't like the guys from Texas.
They don't.
Vice versa.
It's a friendly rivalry.
There's the two sides of Carolina where there's a vinegar
North
side.
North and South.
Exactly.
Don't like, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
What are they doing within their grilling that makes them at odds? What's going on?
I think some of it's the sauce. Some of it's the way they prep it. Like Texas brisket is just salt, pepper, garlic. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, Kansas City, I think, uses more other seasonings also in there. And they all just like to argue.
Can you just taste a meat, Dan, and know the region that it's from? Are you that good?
I am not sommelier. That good. No.
Meat whisperer.
Meat whisperer. I'm not that good, but to me, I like them all.
Yeah.
I mean, they all have their different.
I have one brisket question, and then Dane, I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you.
No.
I like it chopped as opposed to sliced brisket. Mm-hmm. Isn't it way better when it's just kind of chopped up?
It is. Well, usually they chop the end of it, the deckle. There's a flat part, which is like the first cut brisket, and that's what's usually sliced, and then the other part is usually chopped, made into burnt ends or chopped up and sauced, because there's a lot of more fat in there.
It's so good like that.
Yep. And so for people who want to get out there this weekend and get some of these things and have the best kind of grilling out 4th of July time that you can, make sure you give the website for people to see the classes and everything going on.
It's backyardbbqstore.com.
It's a lovely website, and there's a little green egg that is just steaming.
It's a big
and
green
it's
egg, I'm
making
guessing.
Me salivate. I don't know. Why is it when you just smell barbecue, even if you just had like a five-course meal, you're hungry again?
Dan is salivating all the time.
I told you, I put about 40 pounds of pork on the egg this morning, and I had a guy text me about 7:30. He goes, I rode my bike by your place. Is that grill going already? I go, sure.
Wow.
So good.
Must be good.
Nice to see you again.
Thanks, Dane,
for having me.
And so tomorrow night, 7 to 10, we're going to have sort of an on the road 4th of July special. So we'll be talking all sorts of patriotic stuff.
Wonderful.
Everything about it. And then Saturday at 2 o'clock for On the Road, our regular show.
Perfect. Great to see you guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Quick break, some news, more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.